In the P Times, the water purification system that was recommended in the P article, which is again not something that's normally done, is not the best water solution system. Roger's saying reverse osmosis has to push water is the best way at this time. Yes, Roger?
The cleanest water, but water solutions are a lot more complicated than people.
Don't drop your voice, Roger. Speak up, please.
I'm just saying that there's not really one simple answer to it, but reverse osmosis is the best to clear the water, but there's more to it than that for getting.
And you are saying the gravity system that was recommended is not the best because to use gravity, there has to be larger holes and it will then not create the cleanest water,
right.
Yes? All right, just to make that clarification out there for anyone who saw the article and the water system, even though it was highly recommended from one camp. Here's Roger from another camp saying, from a scientific point of view, consider also superior to be reverse osmosis. So there will even be more things coming. These are priorities. A fuel source? Cheap, easy fuel sources, and you will go through some bumps in the road with automobiles and things, but car things, home systems will be coming. And perhaps there will be a greater distribution out of necessity. We'll leave it at that. And food distribution, food preparation. Within a year from now, 2 years from now, you are going to see a huge outcry about land usage. Land for biofuels is not a good idea. Land must be used for food. There are other ways to fuel your systems. And you are in transition for this. And again, certain scientifics who are on the cutting edge, who have embraced technology and consciousness, they are being a bit marginalized, and we put that in quotes there, at this time. They are being kept at bay, but only for so long. Then everything is going to change astoundingly. And some changes will be precipitated by so-called natural events. Some will be precipitated by so-called natural events. Others will be spontaneous expression of creativity, refreshment of vitality and reality, and more common sense landing on people as they change their priorities. As we said in the P Times, you are definitely entering uncharted territory. And that is exciting. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, on the maps, it used to say, what did it say?
Here there be dragons,
yes. Here there be dragons. So think about that. Oh, there's another title for you. Here there be dragons. Meaning you are going into places, who knows what the heck they are. Well, perhaps we'll save that one for Rhode Island. We are going there next week. It's a good place to do dragons. So, comments, questions?
Well,
Sue, add a little more.
Well, in talking about, you know, all the changes coming, and I have young children, like a lot of us in this room have children in their late teens and early 20s, and watching them realize that things can be better, and then they question, like, what can I do to help it along. And when I talk to my son, I say, well, the biggest thing is think about where you spend your money.
And the biggest thing, too, is how about being a better person?
Yes.
How about just being a kinder, better person and being aware of what you think, where you put your eyes, what you watch, what you listen to. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big job for kids today. And will they sign on to it willingly? Hardly. Will they tiptoe around the edges? Certainly, they are curious. Will they be thrust into a hook, line, and sinker? Absolutely. One cannot escape some of the lessons of these times. And those lessons right now talk about the reward through fulfilling labor. Sometimes that labor can simply be, that labor can be to all sorts of degrees, do you understand? depending upon the individual.